Commander David Majurdak with the South Sudan People's Defense Forces in Nasir is expected to be flown to Malakal on a helicopter from the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS. Senior government officials and aid workers in Malakal confirmed Thursday that 10 SSPDF soldiers were flown to Malakal and another helicopter will be sent to pick the commander, who has been trapped in a military tank since Tuesday. Gwanar Deng, acting Nasir County Health Director, says the county commissioner has been coordinating to airlift out the commander.
Yesterday evening, there was a team that came from Juba. Those of UNMISS, they were trying to pick the general, and so the general has failed to be picked from the barracks in the tank that we evacuated. So now the commissioner has a discussion from Juba to discuss this issue, how to get this general from that tank.
Fighting between the White Army militia and the SSPDF forces began over the weekend in Nasir County in Upper Nile State. Deng says the death toll from the conflict has risen to 70 White Army members and 199 wounded. However, casualties from the military in Nasir are not clear.
I received 2 dead bodies and 1 wounded today. And yesterday, I got 98 wounded. And the day before yesterday, I received 100 wounded. So, for really, I'm not sure, because some of the dead bodies, they remain in the barrack. But the total that I received from the different facilities, they were 70.
Deng says the wounded have been taken to Akobo and that the final casualty numbers will be confirmed when the SSPDF commander has been airlifted out. The SPLMIO spokesperson Pal Mai Deng told journalists that First Vice President Riek Machar spoke with the White Army to ask it to allow the commander to be airlifted to Juba. Some SPLMIO officials in Juba were arrested Tuesday after the White Army took control of the SSPDF barracks in Nasir. Among those arrested were the SSPDF Deputy Chief of Staff Gabriel Duop Lam and the National Minister for Petroleum Port Kang Chol. In addition, SSPDF soldiers now are surrounding Machar's home. Mai expresses concern over the arrest of SPLMIO senior officials.
The SPLMIO is bearing my concern with the arbitrary arrest of its senior government officials and military commanders. We had the chief of SSPDF and acting general chief of staff, General Duop, arrested, who is also the co-chair of JDB. And then following his detention and arrest, arbitrarily, Honorable Ford, the Minister of Petroleum, was also arrested at 2 a.m. in the morning. Honorable Ford was arrested with other 7 members.
South Sudan's Minister for Information says the White Army is loyal to the SPLM, SPLAIO, the armed unit of the opposition group. He says the SPLMIO should order the White Army to stand down and withdraw from the Nasir barracks to allow the stranded SSPDF personnel to leave. The SPLM, SPLAIO has said it was not involved in the fighting in Nasir. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, which brokered the 2018 peace agreement, says it will send a high-level delegation to Nasir to assess the situation. IGAD Executive Secretary Wakini Jebeyeo says the recent clashes in Nasir may pose a risk to the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. In a joint statement, the embassies of Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, the United Kingdom and the United States, along with the European Union delegation, condemned the violence in Upper Nile State. The statement also expressed concern over the detention of senior SPLM-SPLAIO officials and called for an immediate end to hostilities. For VOA News, I am Amer Ibrahim Kouad, reporting from Juba.